Dear Lord, let's unite our hearts in prayer. O Lord of mercy, thou who alone who are pure and holy, we've gathered together in thy presence this evening. We give thee thanks for this evening, for this opportunity. We give thee thanks for this brotherhood and all who have gathered together this evening. And we pray, O Lord, a blessing upon our gathering as we look into thy holy word. O Lord, we pray that thou would speak unto each one of our hearts and bring us unto the full realization of what it means to be in Christ Jesus. So abide thou with us this evening. Comfort our hearts. Open our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, for this evening's meditation, I desire to read from the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter number 6. And I'd like to begin with verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Efesima poslanica šesta glava, početak od deseti broj. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that you might comfort, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with them, with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. In the beginning of this epistle, Paul is writing. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes on, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And so at the close of this epistle, we read the closing thought of the blessed apostle who really is, as he closes this epistle, he calls the church to battle. And when we consider this call, it's one of the most important ones that we will ever get. He's writing to a church that is in Christ, and he's telling the church to prepare and go to battle. There is a war, there's a battle that is going on, and it's continuous. And so, as we read this, we have to really just, let's just think about ourselves. Because this chapter really does, or these verses really do call for a great self-examination of our own heart and life. And so if we are being called to battle, that means there's a battle that is always going on, right? It doesn't stop. Can we say, oh, I can let down my armor now? There's no battle today. So that means there's a battle continuously. So how did we do in the battle today? Are we victorious? Have we been defeated? How did we do this yesterday or Monday? And so Apostle Paul is, he's saying here as he calls us to this battle, he says, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we have to recognize first, you can't do just verse number 10 all alone. You can't do verse number 11 where he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can't do these individually. They must be done together. We have to recognize and know the power or the might of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we look at his might. We look at it throughout his life. How do we see his might? We look at his life. We look at a life that was absolutely victorious over every onslaught of Satan that ever came at him. He lived a life that was absolutely perfect in every way. The meekest of all men. I know I repeat that so often because it's so amazing to think that the God of heaven is the meekest of men. And so we look at his life and we see his might. We see who he is. We see that the power of that when he heals sick, when he forgives sin. And ultimately we see it on the cross as he defeats Satan. We see it in the wilderness when he is tempted 40 days by the devil, not by the angels, by the devil himself. The most powerful of all beings ever created came there to personally, if we could say it that way, came to tempt him for 40 days. In every which way that Satan, who is the most cunning of creatures and the greatest liar ever, he came at him. And we see the power of his might as he defeats him. And he defeats him on the cross. When it tells us that he dies there, he lays down his life for you and for me. He defeats Satan on our behalf so that we, through him, can have this same victory. And we see it in his resurrection, the power of his might and his resurrection as he rises from the grave and ascends to the throne. It says, leading captivity captive. And so, this is who the Apostle Paul is saying, be strong in him. Not in your own self. You have nothing. He says, be strong in him. He defeated Satan. He defeated death itself. And we who are in captivity to Satan, he overcomes him on the cross and in death. And so now he tells us here, be strong in him and put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So he tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And when we read the armor of God that is here, every aspect of the armor is Christ himself. So you have to know the armor that you're putting on. That means you have to know him. When he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, that is victory. After done all, you stand. Victory in Jesus. It's assured. It's assured when we look at him and who he is, and we put him on. Because he reminds us here, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And, you know, we could probably say that, and that's not to say that there was ever an easy time for the church. There's never been an easy time. I mean, we look at, let's just go back to creation, and in the Garden of Eden, here is Adam and Eve who are at that time innocent of any sin. And here comes Satan, the power of the darkness, the ruler of the darkness of the world. He comes to them. This is with Adam and Eve who are in the garden of absolute bliss. They don't know hardship of any kind. They don't know sorrow. They don't know pain. They don't know anything that we encounter. They know a communion with God. They see God come to them, and they commune in the garden in the cool of the day. Just that in and of itself sounds so splendid. And he comes at them. And how simply he presents to them, simply that God is against you. God does not want the best for you. God is withholding something from you that is good for you, something that you want. I know you want it. Here, you're not going to die. How quickly man fell. Okay, that sounds reasonable. And what is that? Does that change today? Does Satan come to us in a different way? Like, oh, I can't use that same tactic. Oh, he uses the same thing. Because we're the same. We're man. Man today is the same as man yesterday and the man of 100 years ago. The heart of man is always desperately wicked. And this is what Jesus came to rescue us from. To lead that us who are captive, to lead captivity captive unto him. And so he says here as we consider him, so if we don't put on the whole armor of God, Satan comes to us in the exact same way, and he makes us feel as if we aren't even in a battle. Do we think in the morning, I must put on love, I must put on meekness, I must put on Christ? This is the armor. I have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I don't know righteousness unless I know Christ. So how can I put that armor on unless I know him? That's why Paul so eloquently spoke of knowing him and what it means to know him. And unless we know him, how are you going to serve him? How are we going to know what to do? He says, the shield of faith. How can I know faith unless I know Christ? Salvation, the helmet. How can I know this unless I know him? So again, all of the armor that we are putting on is him. And he gives us then absolute victory. Having done all, Paul says, you stand. You don't fall. And this is the life that Paul is speaking of to the church. He's speaking it to a church. So he is speaking to the saints in that day as he's speaking unto all of us today. Christ said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This is the power. He says, the prince of this world is cast out. There is victory in Jesus. We sing the hymn, "Oh, victory in Jesus." It's all in Him. And so, as we consider this, dear ones, we have to consider: is our life one of a real battle that is taking place in our heart, or do we just succumb so easily to every whim, every temptation, and just, you know, Satan told me it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. You can do that. God won't punish you. You're not going to die for that. You're not a murderer. You're not some grotesque person doing vile things. And so Satan does the same thing to us. And so if I don't have on the armor of God, why do I think that I'm stronger than Adam and Eve? If we look through the scripture, through the Old Testament, all of the prophets, all of the saints of old, all of them faced a battle. And it was always nonstop. I try to imagine the Apostle Paul, his life, and what it was like after he was met by Christ on the road to Damascus, and after he had given and surrendered his, because this is really just a chapter on a complete surrender unto Him. And so what was his life like? Because I know what my life is like. I know somewhat what your lives are like, what we're busy with and what we run around and do, and how much is God in my life? And do I have room for Him? And do I think about Him when I wake up in the morning and I pray to Him to give me the strength for the day? And so that I would put on this armor of love and faith and righteousness and salvation and the gospel. Be prepared to live out the gospel. Not just speak of it, but to put it into action. There's no greater harm that can be done to the gospel from a man who speaks the gospel and lives a devilish life. There's no greater dishonor that we can do for Christ than to speak of Him as we shame Him. And so, what is our life like? What are our days like? Did we recognize we were in a battle today? Or was it lost upon us entirely? And we just think, well, I didn't do anything really bad. Where's our victory? In what way? Where could we have been a witness and a testimony for Him, for this, for the armor that I have put on to battle against all untruths, lies? Because He says, let your loins be girt about with truth. Without truth, we have nothing. And so, Apostle Paul, his daily life, if we read the Acts and we read his epistles, and we read how he ends his life in the dungeon, his closing comments there, what was his daily life like? And what is mine like? And how can we compare it? How do we compare our lives to the lives of the apostles of old? They traveled thousands of miles when traveling wasn't as convenient as it is today to spread the gospel. That was their business of the day, is to live Christ. As we read, he fought the beast this past Sunday. He fought the beast at Ephesus. He was daily. He speaks about the daily confrontations that he had with the devil. Are we exempt from those confrontations? Maybe we don't feel it like he felt it, because maybe we're not in the battle. Maybe we've already given in and we don't even feel that there's a battle. We feel somehow safe without even considering, have I put on his armor today, and do I consider the power of his might? To consider, it's like, I don't know how to try to explain when we see Jesus Christ and who He is, and that He can move in power for me. But I have to have an active role in that. And that active role is to know Him. To believe in Him. And to put Him on. How often Paul speaks of being in Christ. And so he tells the church here, he says that that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, we go through this life a lot of times complaining to ourselves and to others, whoever wants to hear, of how hard I have it. And I'm in Christ. Paul says, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, God the Father has blessed us with. All spiritual blessings. Where does He leave you short? Where does He leave me short? It's where I've left Him short. It's where I haven't recognized His truth, where I haven't believed in Him. It's where I haven't considered His righteousness, where I haven't loved every word of His gospel, which means I don't even know Him, and yet I'm going to complain about no blessings. The blessings of what? The things that are going to take me away from Him and not bring me closer to Him. That's how deceived we can become. And we move in ways that take us away from Him rather than bring us closer to Him. As Paul is saying, consider Him. Stand. Finally, this is the final exhortation I have for you, the church in Ephesus. Finally, my brethren, be strong, not yourself. You're not strong. Be strong in Him and put Him on. And he says, and pray always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Because if you're going to pray for all the saints, it's because you love them. And when you're praying for them, that means that you do love the Lord and you do love the brethren and you do pray for them with all perseverance and supplication. In the Spirit, always praying. It's not, I have my morning prayers, my evening prayers. It's always praying in the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, every thought that takes us to our Lord is a prayer. Everyone. When we discuss Him, we're praying to Him because we're speaking of Him and His goodness and His power and His might. Those are all thoughts that take us to Him. And so you don't have to always, throughout the day, you can have many prayers uttered as you think of Him, as you think of His might, as you face the onslaught of the devil. And He doesn't even need to come to us. He comes to us with his evil angels. And we succumb and fall. Michael the archangel said, when he contended with the devil on the body of Moses, and then later he says, he says, let the Lord rebuke you. He himself, Michael the archangel, dared not do battle with the devil. And you and I think that we can? We can't. There's no chance. He left it all to the Lord. That's how we're instructed here to do the same thing. Leave it to the Lord. The power of His might, not yours. But you can't just say, okay, I'm going to give it to the Lord, but I don't know the Lord. I have to know Him if I'm going to give it to Him. And I have to believe, I have to have this faith that saves me. A faith that I surrender my heart and my life to Him. And he will be victorious on my behalf. And he will lead me. No, the Christian life is not a path of roses. No, anyone that tells you that is a liar. The path of roses comes only in the inner man. When the inner man has this peace that Paul says, grace be with all them. No, earlier, the verse before this, peace be to the brethren. That's peace despite the torture you're going to endure for Christ. That's peace despite the mockings that you will have. He says, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen, he says. That's the inner man. Despite the hardships that come our way in life, the inner man is fed. The inner man is blessed, spiritual blessings in heavenly places. This is who we are. And so we're contending with the evil one in all of the spiritual darkness, the spiritual realm of darkness that he broods over. And he comes at us, but we're in heavenly places. We're in Christ. We are assured victory, as James says it. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God and resist the devil. It's the same thought pattern that James has as Paul is having here. It's the same. Submission unto him, unto that power and might, and knowing who he is and resisting the devil through him. And the devil has to walk away. He can't. He's already faced him. He's lost. And so we're called here, brethren, to a battle. We're called to battle. That battle doesn't end until our lives are closed to this life. Paul, in his closing words before he puts his pen down for good, he says, I am not ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, how is his departure? It's not just a massive heart attack. It's not his soul just leaves. He doesn't face any hardship. We know what he's facing. He's in a dungeon right now. He knows he's going to give his life. And it's going to be at the hands of a man who's going to kill him. He says, I'm ready to be offered. He spoke of this moment many, many times in the scripture. He longed for this very moment. He could hardly wait for this moment. And he says, I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure has come. It's here. I have fought a good fight. See, there's a battle. He's telling us there's a fight. There's a battle. You have to wrestle. He says, I fought a good fight. And I have finished my course. The race that was set before him, he's finished it. And he said, I kept the faith. We can look through the Acts of the Apostles. We can look at the life of the Apostle Paul, and we can see what he means by, I have kept the faith. And he says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. Again, what's he speaking of here? Love his appearing. He says here, for all who love him in sincerity. If you love him, you love his appearing. You can hardly wait for this day, this moment to arrive. I've kept the faith. Basically he's saying, I am standing. I have done all and I stand. The victory is assured to us, brothers and sisters, if we follow our Lord. And this is an encouragement from the Apostle Paul to us today. The Spirit of God is encouraging us to don't lay your armor down. Put it on. And know him Know every piece of armor that you're putting on. Know him. Apostle Paul says, I have not yet apprehended that which I have been apprehended for. The struggle was throughout his whole life. He's been apprehended by Christ, for Christ. And he said, I have not yet apprehended all that I have been apprehended for. The struggle was every day. You put on the armor of God today, you do it tomorrow, you do it every day. Don't let your armor down. And we have to ask ourselves, did I even put it on today? Do I even recognize that I lost the battle today? And see, that's where our Savior and his great love for you and for me comes in. He warns us and he tells us and he pricks our hearts and he brings us to our knees and to come to him. But we have to really want him. We have to want him more than we want what we spend so much time for. And so, my dear brethren, my dear friends, our call is one that is assured. He says, having done all, to stand. May God bless his word upon our hearts this evening, that each one of us in that day when our race is over, when the time of our departure is at hand, that we can also say, as the Apostle Paul, with a blessed assurance, I stand. May God bless his word. Amen.